historically, it has been really hard for Congress to actually get their appropriations bills done before the end of the fiscal year. And as we have seen for just about the past two decades, every year there is some sort of continuing resolution that will fund the government under the existing bills for 1, 2, up to 6 months into the new year. We're not quite there yet because Congress has done quite a bit to pass the House and Senate versions of the appropriations bills. So they may not get them all done, but there is the potential of getting several of them completed in time. Now, of course, when you're talking about an election year and you're talking about appropriations, you always talk about a potential government shutdown. And I think that in an election year, it takes on a whole different level of importance when you talk about shutdown. But right now, it looks like Congress is focused on trying to get these bills done. And from our perspective, that's what we want. We want the certainty of knowing what's going to be included in these bills for the fiscal year of 2019. We really have two big priorities in this appropriations process. The first has to do with electronic logging devices, or ELDs. Right now, the livestock haulers are exempt from ELD implementation thanks to language we have in the FY18 appropriations bills. The good news is that in both the House and Senate versions of the FY19 bills, that exemption has been extended for another year. So whether we complete the bills or if we actually do a continuing resolution, regardless on the path, we will see an additional year added to our ELD exemption. What that does is it just buys us more time to work with Congress to try to find a ultimate solution on hours of service for cattle hauling. We also have a lot of stake riding on language in this farm bill, which would direct USDA to be the primary regulatory agency for fake meat. This is something that has been a priority for NCBA since we passed policy on it at our annual convention in Phoenix almost 9 months ago, and it will allow us to have a level playing field with these fake meat companies because they will be inspected just like our product is inspected. And more importantly, when you're talking about the Food Safety Inspection Service and having USDA as the primary regulator, it means that they will have control over labels, which we believe will go a long way in preventing the label of clean meat being affixed to packages of beef. So that language is also included in the appropriations bill. So those are our two priorities as we look at wrapping up this fiscal year and going into the new fiscal year.